Welcome to Muffed. The draft is in the books. Let's break down the class. This is the Buccaneers 2026 draft recap. Muffed. Welcome into Muffed Draft Class Edition, Tampa Bay on the clock. 7 picks across 3 days, and the headliner is the one the scouting staff erupted over. Reuben Bain Jr., the Miami Edge, off the board at 15. The theme isn't subtle. The Buccaneers got bigger, meaner, and younger on defense, a pass rusher and a Mike linebacker, both 21 years old, and a nickel corner who plays like he's mad at the football. They sprinkled in 2 pass catchers and a guard, but make no mistake, this was a defense-first reset. Rob McCartney said as much. He wants to dictate down and distance and set up more third and longs. Start with the pass defense because that's where the math screamed. In 2025, Tampa bled plus 41 expected points added through the air, opposing passing games worth 41 expected points above average against this group, and surrendered 30 passing touchdowns. Enter Bain at 15, 9.5 sacks at Miami, 3rd in the ACC, 15th nationally, and 15.5 tackles for loss, also 15th in the country. McCartney was emphatic. Bain isn't a designated rusher. He's a three-down end who doesn't like coming off the field, and the run physicality against tight ends is part of the package. Then at pick 116, Keontae Scott, the Miami corner, with a relative athletic score of 9.78. And quick aside, relative athletic score is a 0 to 10 grade comparing a prospect's combine and pro day testing to every player at his position since 1987. Scott is in the top 3% of corners ever tested, 13 tackles for loss, 8th in his conference. McCartney was crystal clear, downhill, attacking nickel, a blitzer, a run fitter, a screen killer, with some internal chatter about safety reps too. Run defense got the second round check, and it ties directly to McCartney's stop the run to rush the passer gospel. Pick 46, Josiah Trotter, the Missouri linebacker, 21 years old, 84 tackles, 13 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. McCartney flat out said pairing a young edge with a young Mike will define this defense's identity for the next 5 to 10 years. That's a long runway bet on 2 cornerstones at the 2 most important defensive positions. Then at 155, DeMonte Capehart, the Clemson defensive tackle, and the athletic profile gets loud. Relative athletic score of 9.96, top 1% of defensive tackles ever measured. Production was modest, 20 tackles, 2.5 for loss, 1 sack, and McCartney admitted the tape hasn't caught the testing yet, but he called Capehart's pure power and knockback some of the best in the draft. Tampa's run defense was already a strength in 2025 at minus 28 expected points added on the ground. They're doubling down. Flip to the passing offense, where Tampa lived in the red, minus 16 expected points added through the air in 2025, below average production. The answer at pick 84, Ted Hurst, the Georgia State receiver who smashed the Sun Belt. 71 catches, 1,004 yards, 6 touchdowns, along of 75th in the conference in yards, 4th in scores. His per-play predicted points added, the college equivalent of NFL expected points added, was plus 0.46, totaling plus 49.68 on the season. That's elite efficiency. Pair it with a relative athletic score of 9.91, top 1% of receivers tested, and you've got a small school producer with first-round traits. McCartney sees him outside, though he noted this offense doesn't really have a true X. Then at 185, Tampa traded up for Bauer Sharp, the LSU tight end. A converted quarterback, only 3 years at the position, relative athletic score of 9.12, and McCartney called his combine workout one of the best in the entire group. Up front, Tampa surrendered 38 sacks in 2025. Depth and toughness was a real need. Enter Billy Schroff at pick 160, the Notre Dame guard. McCartney leaned hard into character. Schroff was a Notre Dame captain who played through a knee injury against USC because, in his words, there was no option. McCartney said the way he plays is what we desire to be. Guard first with center cross training possible down the road. Pick of the draft, you can argue Trotter, the 21-year-old Mike, to pair with the edge, but the pick is Bain, and here's the angle. Pass rusher is the single hardest position in football to acquire, and Tampa got one who plays the run at a high level. The league is full of designated rushers hidden on early downs. Bain is not bad. He's a complete defensive end at 21 on a 5-year rookie deal. And McCartney's draft room erupted out of the back room and ran down the hall when the card went in. That's the tell. The biggest thing to watch in 2026, can this defense translate the size and edge mandate into a top 10 unit? Tampa spent 4 of 7 picks on that side, paired them with veteran free agents, and the front office is openly saying the goal is to set up more third and long so the pass rush eats. That's the stress test. If Bane and Trotter become the identity at 21, this class ages into a foundation. If Capehart's testing never meets his tape and the boundary corner room stays thin, the bet looks shakier. Muffed! That's the Buccaneers 2026 draft class. Two things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Buccaneers when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Buccaneers feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.